Welcome to the Laugh Track podcast. I would be your host, Matt Smith, and joining me today is Matt Keneally. Matt, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So tell me about your show. You're hitting the Comedy Festival this year. What's it about?
So it's called Matt Keneally and the Great Escape. And late last year, I was working for a place called the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. And I went out to see a client at Maribyrnong Immigration Detention Centre. And for an hour, I was accidentally locked in the visitor centre by the staff, and I remember thinking at the time, this could be the basis of a comedy festival show.
So were you going, let me out, or wait, keep me in?
I wanted to be kept in just long enough so it was a story. I figured out I was locked in after about 45 minutes of waiting for my client. So there's a visitor center and you're waiting for your client, and after about 45 minutes I thought, where is he? And I went and tried all the doors and I realized that, all right, I'm locked in. I thought, okay, just leave it 15 more minutes. Then it's an hour. Then it's work. Then it can be told as a story at a pub. Any less than that, it's a bit like, well, it's not that big a deal. But an hour, I feel, that's an incarceration period.
So I assume your show for the Comedy Festival goes for an hour. So is it a blow-by-blow reenactment? Is it a one-man kind of play?
A play? No. See, this is the tragic thing. The tragic thing is the existence of detention centres. What happened to me is pretty low on the tragic scale. But nothing much happens in the detention centre. So there's basically a lot of other material, firstly, about why I decided to volunteer at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, why I decided it was necessary to get out of the house, and some Abbott jokes thrown in. And then the second half, it's locked in the detention centre and Matthew plots his great escape.
So what did your great escape entitle?
The security guard coming and getting me.
Okay.
It was not as...
It's a well thought out plan.
Well, no, the cleaners came past the window and I knocked and they thought I was staff at first and sort of waved back. And then I signaled door and key and tried to make some hand signals to get let out. And they went and told the security guard, and then the security guard let me out. But still not much of a great escape. No motorbikes involved.
No. I hate to say, but it doesn't seem like the sort of thing that would do Richard Attenborough proud.
No.
That sort of thing. Okay, so what was it that made you get locked in the detention centre? You don't, Matt Keneally, you do not look particularly ethnic at all. You don't look like the sort of person where you go, oh, look, we'd better lock the door behind this guy. What happened? Do you know?
Oh, it's just very simple. You go through security there and they put you in the visitor centre.
Yeah.
And they're meant to go and then get your client for you and take you to a room, and someone from security is meant to stay there with you. But the security guards were just absent-minded. They all left. No one went to get the client.
Yeah.
They locked the visitor centre down and forgot I was there.
Right.
Pretty mundane. Mundane incompetence. The sort of mundane everyday incompetence. Now, for me, it's funny, but I guess the sad reality is that there are people that have to live under lock and key by these incompetent people.
So while you were there for your hour, you got a very small taste of what they're going through, I imagine.
Very, very small
very
taste.
Small taste.
We have very small taste. Very, a tiny, we'll put tiny that in context. Taste.
So what sort of things did you go through? Did you start getting a bit of cabin fever? Did you feel yourself starting to, oh my God, I'm locked in?
Well, I had two TVs in the visitor center and the bill was on, so it was pretty relaxing. I don't want to make Australians think mandatory detention is too good, but I was having an okay time.
Oh, look, it depends what you think of the bill, really.
Yeah.
That could be, you know, Guantanamo Bay style thing for some people.
It was bill pre-1996.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So the hairstyles will keep you amused for at least an hour. Okay, because I have heard you read in Guantanamo Bay that they've got like a set playlist to torture people with. So Barney the Dinosaur is on high rotation.
Britney,
kind of thing.
Metallica. Yeah. Metallica actually said they were proud that their music was
being...
Wow. Yeah.
That's a low point.
Yeah, will Rebecca Black make it into the Guantanamo Bay playlist? That's...
Look, they commissioned her. I'm sure they commissioned her to sing that song. By the sounds of it, Australia's got the bill. That's where we went. We thought that's going to be our line. I'm rather, you know, relieved that we didn't go for something like Conviction Kitchen. Or my restaurant rules must have been high on their list somewhere.
No, we have had the bill. I like the bill.
Give me the details on your show. When's it on? What's it...
It's Matthew Keneally and the Great Escape. It's at the Portland Hotel, the corner of Little Collins and Russell Street. It starts this Thursday and it runs for every night of the festival till April 24th. And
time.
Ah, it's good work. Yes, it's on at 9:45. 9:45. It is on in the evening at 9:45, so it's a late show. And look, it's about politics. That's pretty much politics and me getting locked in a detention centre.
Okay. Matthew Keneally, thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, thank you.